Cloning.
Scientists are now able to clone animals. What happens to the formation of a soul in the case of a mass-produced human species, where everyone would be exactly the same, in which thoughts and knowledge could come through a bodily process instead of through a mental process?
The guide. Let me put it this way. Life cannot exist if there is no consciousness behind it. Call it soul or call it spirit, call it consciousness, call it mind, it makes no difference. But consciousness, a spirit being, must be behind that body. Or to put it perhaps more accurately by saying, the body is a product of that particular mind. Now, it is conceivable that certain conditions can be scientifically brought about that, in some way, duplicate the condition that bring or attract a life organism into that bodily system. But that does not mean that the thus resulting creature is mindless, spiritless, without consciousness. It is like if you can take any group of now existing, normally, biologically begotten human beings and conditioned them long enough, brainwashed them long enough, they might alienate themselves so far from their inner sense of being that they might largely become automatons. Whether or not this can or will be or would be done, if ever such findings are made, that in a non-organic way, human life is attracted to this organism, this need no more be or no less be than in any other form of human life. In other words, it is thinkable that science creates conditions due to which it attracts certain spirits, but they, these spirits, could then be given the opportunity to free themselves, just as much as any other spirit. Or they could be brainwashed and automatized just as much as any other. The question is not that the entity that is thus called into being is less likely to have a spirit. That could not be, for no real life could exist without a consciousness behind it. Where there is consciousness, the liberation of the individuality is always given. Whether or not these people will do it or would do it, in such a case, is immaterial.
So when life is not produced in a human way, but is produced in a scientific way, where the ingredients of the life organism are absolutely identical, is there a different soul for each of these beings?
The guide. Of course. Just like identical twins. They may be very similar in many respects, and yet they are two entities, no matter how many similarities they may have. But they're still two separate entities. The body is always a result of the spirit. It is not a separate entity. It is the expression of the consciousness. The body structure, the bone structure, everything is indicative. And in one way or another, no matter what the genes of the parent are, but how these genes arrange themselves, everything is always an expression of the consciousness behind it.